proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible study. In this session, we conclude our series about the death penalty in biblical Israel. When God prescribed capital punishment under the Mosaic Law, He did not want the Jewish people randomly imposing death sentences upon accused offenders. Indeed, He instituted strict procedures for His people to follow in such cases. Israelite magistrates diligently had to examine the circumstances underlying the alleged crime. Deuteronomy chapter 13 provided an example of how God wanted the Jewish people to investigate criminal matters. If an Israelite heard about a city whose inhabitants sought to entice the Jewish people to practice idolatry, God directed that community's judges to, quote, inquire and make search and ask diligently, unquote. Only should that accusation prove true would God require the Israelites to, quote, smite the inhabitants of that city with the edge of the sword, destroying it utterly and all that is therein, and the cattle thereof with the edge of the sword, unquote. A passage found in Deuteronomy chapter 19 applied the same principle to bearing false witness. Quote, if a false witness rise up against any man to testify against him that which is wrong, then both the men between whom the controversy is shall stand before the Lord, before the priests and the judges, which shall be in those days. And the judges shall make diligent inquisition, unquote. If their investigation revealed that the accuser had lied, God directed the Jewish people to, quote, do unto him, that is the accuser, do unto him as he had thought to have done unto his brother, unquote. Another legal protection afforded by the Mosaic Law involving requiring two witnesses who had to agree regarding the substance of their testimonies. God stated this basic principle in Numbers chapter 35. Quote, whoso killeth any person, the murderer shall be put to death by the mouth of witnesses, but one witness shall not testify against any person to cause him to die, unquote. In other words, God required two or more witnesses to agree in their testimony before such action could be taken. In Deuteronomy chapter 19, he further commanded the Jews that, quote, one witness shall not rise up against a man for any iniquity, or for any sin in any sin that he sinneth. At the mouth of two witnesses, or at the mouth of three witnesses, shall the matter be established, unquote. Of course, the Jewish people could and did abuse this principle. Again, we turn to the incident regarding Naboth in 1 Kings chapter 21. At Naboth's trial, we read that, quote, there came in two men, children of Belial, and sat before him. And the men of Belial witnessed against him, even against Naboth in the presence of the people, saying, Naboth did blaspheme God and the king, unquote. The narrative in 1 Kings 21 did not record whether either or both of those false witnesses ever received any punishment for their perjuries. In the New Testament, the trial of Jesus Christ also serves as a requirement, an example, for two witnesses to agree for a conviction to take place. Mark chapter 14 recorded that, quote, many bore false witness against him, Jesus Christ, but their witness agreed not together, unquote. Even so, on that occasion, even though several individuals asserted that they had heard the Savior say that he would destroy the temple and rebuild it, Mark noted that, quote, neither so did their witness agree together, unquote. Thus, the Jewish council that met to condemn Jesus Christ could not use this false testimony to indict the Lord. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible broadcast.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.